This is a big week coming up for us here in the city of Detroit. And as a matter of fact, it's something that's going to touch the nation. Our governor, reelected recently. We're delighted. I am happy to say, at least. I was one of his supporters. And I won't apologize for that, but I mean, I'm very happy that he's there.
He has been wonderful for technology.
Wow.
And
incredible.
He's really helped our state become the front-runner state in the field of cyber technology and cyber espionage protection. So
it's almost like he discovered another natural resource.
Well, and because he knows it,
yes,
you know. I mean,
he does.
And that's
had
the
a gateway
part.
Computers for many years.
That's right.
And what's coming?
He is
out,
a geek. Yep.
He certainly is, and he has put together what has now become an international.
That's right.
Cyber summit that is coming to Cobo Hall here this coming weekend.
That's
Gary,
right.
You're involved in it, and so is a gentleman who is online with us right now, Richard Steenen. How you doing, Richard?
Hey, Pastor. Hi, Gary.
Hey, Richard. This is your third year of speaking at the Cyber Summit, isn't it?
Yeah. They were gracious enough to reach out the first couple of times, and I did the luncheon keynotes, the first two that they did, and now I'm in your breakout session, the business.
That's right. Yes, I chair the business track, so I get to moderate a couple panels, really good panels, and more importantly, I get to introduce Richard.
Now, give him a little thumbnail. Why don't you do that right now, so people can, we know who he is. We kind of greet him as our old friend here.
So Richard Steenen has done a number of things over the years. Richard, you and I really met because we were competitors.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
19, 20 years ago when you had RustNet and I had started Online Tech, right?
Yeah, boy, but doesn't seem that long ago.
Yeah.
That was back when the internet ran on Steam, right?
Yeah, we were really young then, right, Richard? So
yeah,
you have been, I can't even recall, 19 different companies, I think. And you were an analyst at Gartner, which is one of the biggest, if not the largest, analyst company. And you now have your own company and you've spoken in a number of, I think, 6 different continents. I don't think the Penguins haven't invited you to speak in Antarctica yet, have they?
I'm working on it.
What's your focus going to be at the conference, Richard?
So I'm going to be talking about industrial control system security, and it's about time to start talking about that because the threats are on the horizon, finally.
This would be the SCADA systems that we've talked about in the past?
Yep.
SCADA systems, anything to do with manufacturing, robotic controls, oil and gas pipelines.
Yeah.
You know, basically the way all the mechanical world works is controlled by digital systems.
And while we like to think they're secure, and they're pretty secure, they're not, you almost have to believe that somebody out there is trying to get in more than we think think they are, right?
Yeah, and this past week we learned about Black Energy, which is malware that's pretty much found a bunch of targets inside exposed control systems.
Really?
From 3 different manufacturers, including Siemens and General Electric.
What does Black Energy do, or has it done?
Yeah, it basically grants control to somebody remotely.
Wow.
And I did a little search on General Electric's application, and one of the first things that pops up is a control panel for gas turbines. It would not be a good thing to be in the hands of an amateur.
So aside from being able to turn things on and turn things off, what other malicious problems can you do controlling mechanical devices?
Well, it's fun with spinning equipment, such as nuclear refinery, uranium gas refiner centrifuges, but with gas turbines, too, you can change the RPMs.
Right.
And the one control panel I found just had an up and down button to change those. If you're doing that, wouldn't it be great if you set it, you know, just like your washing machine or dryer at the frequency that tended to make it shake? It would fall apart pretty quickly.
Or it could spin itself to death, you know, shatter it.
And Richard, we've had you on a number of times because we've become friends and because you're so knowledgeable and always are at the forefront. And we forgot to mention as an author, too, and writing Richard's writing a new book. So we'll talk about that at some point. But I remember one time we had you on with retired General Michael Hayden, who was the former CIA director during Stuxnet when
there
was a virus that spun up, you know, spun the centrifuges very fast, and that caused a problem for the Iranian nuclear reactors, right?
Yes, yeah, still the best example of, you know, a cyber sabotage that we have.
Yeah.
Hopefully it stays the best example.
And warfare can be very different. I mean, a war could essentially be over in milliseconds if the proper kind of commands were sent to some key services.
That's right.
And suddenly lights are out, energy stops, whatever it may be, and we're not going to need to drop a bomb. There won't be any lights left on, and there's lots of interesting TV programs on that. Hey, Richard, I wanted to ask you something. By the way, that's coming up this week. Gary, what are the dates for the...
It's Cobo? It's Monday at Cobo Hall, and you could still go online. And
you go to internetadvisor.net, you can link into that and find out more about
and
that as well.
Richard actually has a master's in war.
A master's? You have a master's in war? I don't imagine you brag to too many people about that.
Yeah, I needed to go back and you know, just understand what I was talking about since I'd written a book on cyber warfare.
Oh, gee. That's right. You co-authored one, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, what is your new book coming up? I know you've done one called Up and to the Right, which was kind of the tactics of helping to influence those people who are analysts and, you know, how to understand the process of getting the rankings up for your business. What's your next one on?
Yeah, the next one is my master's thesis. And so as I dug into the history of warfare and the technology side, I realized that, of course, the military systems are way behind the curve when it comes to security. Well, we learned that through all the attacks against the Pentagon that have been successful and embarrassing. But the next phase is one that most businesses are currently encountering, and that is the security of the systems they build themselves. So, you know, just like the auto industries are discovering that cars need security if they're going to do all this cool digital stuff, turns out that things like the Aegis missile system and the Joint Strike Fighter didn't have very much security built into them. And that's going to be a problem in the future. So
I just saw a headline, and I don't have the details in front of me, that a single wrench that is needed for adjusting some nuclear rockets, that they were using FedEx to ship. It's a very unique wrench they're using that to ship it back and forth. Not real secure.
Better to use FedEx than the U.S. Postal Service, which, of course,
is FedEx.
That's true. Richard, we have to run right now, but thank you so much for being on with us. I know it's going to be an excellent week. Folks, look, watch the headlines, both online and in our newspapers, about this big meeting coming up. And thank you again, Richard, for being with us.
Always a pleasure.
All right. Richard, I'll see you Sunday night. I'll see you Sunday night and then Monday at the conference.
All right.